Today's daf is Bava Basra Dav Tzadik Zayin, and we are at the last line of Dav Tzadik Vav Amid Beis Ubi Yoyser Mikdei Midosoy Mipligi. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achin B'nei Yisrael Hanesuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refua Shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel. So the Gemara on the top of Dav Tzadik Vav Amid Beis brought a braisa that discusses somebody that pours water on the top of lees of grapes. So somebody has shmorim of yayin, and he pours water on top of it. The objective is that hopefully a little bit of yayin is going to come out of the shmorim, and like this you'll have a little bit more mashka. The question is, when that beverage emerges, what bracha, as far as Birchas Hanenin, are you supposed to make? And what we saw was that it's a machlokes between the Chachamim and Acherim. The Chachamim said, Shimrei Yayin, Mevarchen Aleim, Shahakol Nia Bedvare. Acherim said, it's not so pashut. In the event that those Shmorim have the Tam of Yayin, meaning if you're going to taste this beverage, it's actually going to taste like wine, then the halach is Mevorech Aleim Boirei Pri Agafen. So according to the Chachamim, you always make a shakal ni b'dvarei. According to Acherim, it depends. What does it depend on? What it tastes like. If it tastes like wine, then you make a Boirei Pri Agafen. If it doesn't taste like wine, then Enochinami, you're going to make a shakal ni b'dvarei. Now the Gemara said that Rava came and he qualified and he explained the machlokes. He said as follows. In the event that the person that was pouring water on top of the shmarim would have poured 3 cups of water. And then when he came to collect this beverage, what he had was 4 cups of beverage. That would mean that 3/4 of this beverage is water, 1/4 of it is wine. And in that case, Chamra Hu Rava says, even the Chachamim would agree that we treat it as wine. And the reason is because Rava L'shitasoi holds that the perfect mixture as it relates to diluting wine is for it to be 3/4 water and 1/4 wine. The point is that it's regular wine. And even the Chachamim would agree in this case that you make a Boirei Pri Agafen. Rava continued, and Rava said that in the event that the person would have poured 3 cups of water, and now when he came to collect the beverage, he would have 3 cups of this beverage, well then for sure you're going to make a shakal nivadvari. Even Acherim would agree. And the reason is because clearly all you have is the water. And if that's the case, nobody's going to argue that halacha is going to be that you're going to make a shakal nivadvari. Ki pligi, what was the machloikis? The ramatlasa, where somebody took 3 cups of water, he poured it on top of the shmarim, and what did he have? For us, a tlasa upalka, and he had 3.5 cups of this beverage. So that he has more than what he originally poured, but not so much more. Not a full cup more. He only has 1/2 cup more. Okay, what's the machalik? Is the rabbanon hold that being that you poured 3 cups of water, and you only have an additional 1/2 cup. So we have to assume that from the 3.5 cups that you have right now, 3 of them are water, 1/2 of it is wine, which means that the ratio that you have of wine to water is very, very small. It's less than the 3-to-1 ratio that Rava says the perfect diluted cup of wine is going to have. And being that you have 6 parts water, 1 part wine, that's not enough for it to be considered yayin. And that's why the Chachamim hold, even if it has a tam yayin, it doesn't matter. The halach is, you're going to make a shakal ni abedvari. What does Acherim hold? Acherim holds that although it's true that you poured 3 and what you have now is 3.5, it doesn't necessarily mean that you only have 1/2 cup of wine. Because the way we view it is that some of the water that you poured got absorbed by the shmarim, and it could be from the mashka that you have, you actually have more than just 1/2 cup of wine. In fact, the way we view it is as if you have 2.5 cups of water and a full cup of wine. That ratio is already a very healthy ratio. In fact, it's better than the ratio of 3 parts water to the 1 part wine. And it's for that reason, in this case, the halach is that you're going to make a Boirei Pri Agafen. Again, granted that it tastes like wine, but as long as it tastes like wine, b'chai gavna, that's what the halacha is going to be. So again, according to Rava, this very open-ended machloikis between the Chachamim and Acherim is actually much more nuanced. In the event, again, that it's clear that there is some wine that emerged from the Shmarim, and it conforms with the ratio of 3-1 water to wine, everyone's going to hold that the halach is going to make a Beir Pri HaGafen. If you don't have any more beverage than what you poured on top of the Shmarim, everybody's going to agree that you're going to make a Shakal Nia Bedvari. The question is, when you have more, but not enough for it to fit neatly into this ratio, question is, what do you do over there? That is where we have this machlokes between the Chachamim and Acherim. And really, at first glance, it almost sounds like a Metzias machlokes. It sounds like, do we assume that some of the water that you poured got absorbed in the Shmarim? Thus, it could be the ratios are a little bit more in favor of the Yayin or not. Regardless, as the Gemara, meaning what emerges from the way Rav explained, is that the Chachamim that say that Shimrei Yayin, Mevarchen Aleihem Shakal Nia Bedvarei, this is true even if you have more mashka than what you initially poured. Meaning, even if you poured 3 cups of water on top of the Shmarim, and now you have 3.5 cups, as long as it's not 4 cups, so it doesn't conform with the proper ratio, that lach is you're going to make a shakal nia bedvarei. Meaning, even though it's yoisem mikdei midas, so that's the point of the Gemara, even though you have more now than the water that you poured on top of the Shmarim, still that lach is you're going to make a shakal. But the Gemara says, that you're returning into the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Masechtis Maestris, and it's dealing with the laws of Maestris. So it's discussing hamesamid v'nasam mayim b'mida, if somebody had Shmarim of grapes, and he took water, and he poured the water on top of these grapes, meaning under a sugya. Now, when he poured it b'mita, meaning it was measured. There was a cheshbit of how much he poured. And then, when he went to see what came from this, he goes away for a couple of hours, he came back, he measured it again, and it was exactly the amount that he poured. Meaning, he didn't have any more than what he had initially poured. Pater d'alach is, he's pater from maestris. Meaning, shmarim, or grapes, wine, you have to be mafresh maestris. So the question is, do you have to be mafresh maestris from this beverage or not? If we assume this shmarim over here, meaning if we're going to treat it like yayin, so then you're going to have to be mafresh maises. If it's water, obviously you're not going to have to be mafresh maises. So the Chachamim and the Mishnah say that in the event that you were nasa mayim b'mida, umatza kidei midasai, you found exactly what you had poured, halach is pater, you're not going to have a chiyuv to be mafresh maises, because we're going to assume that what you have over here is water. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, in this case, you're going to be chayev. Says the Gemara, it sounds like the Chachamim that hold that you're potter. When do they say potter? Where you were nasa mayim b'mida umatzik demidasai, meaning where it was exactly what you had poured. But it sounds like in the event that you would have found more, even if it's not so much more, meaning let's say you would have poured 3 cups and you would have found 3.5, it sounds like over there the Chachamim are going to hold that you're going to be chayiv. What does it mean you're going to be chayiv and maestris? It means that we treat it like wine. If we treat it like wine, you would have to make a Beir Pri HaGafen. And if that's the case, it's a kasha on Rava. Meaning, we're stelling to the Chachamim of the Mishneh Maestris to the Chachamim of the Braisa in Hilchas Brachas. Because Hatzad HaShava Shabahen is, do you treat it like wine or do you not treat it like wine? From the Mishneh Masechtis Maestris, it sounds like the Shitas HaChachamim is that only if it's nasa mayim b'mida umatzik de midasa that we don't treat it like yayin. But the minute you find a little bit more, that means there's a little bit of yayin over here. So then the halacha is we're going to treat it like yayin. That's a kasha on the way Rav explained the Chachamim. Again, it's not a kasha on the Chachamim because the Chachamim didn't really explain themselves. From the Chachamim's perspective, in the words of the Braisa, maybe the Chachamim are talking about where it was nasa mayim b'mida umatzik de midasa. The problem is Rav said not that way. Rav said that even if there's more, still the halacha is that sometimes al kopanim it's not going to be treated like wine, and if that's the case, how do you shtim what Rav said is pshat in the Braisa with the Shitas HaChachamim here in the Mishnah in Masechtas Maaseh? But the Gemara says, no. Who had done that for the B'yotzeh Mikdei Midasai Pligi? It could be, if the purpose and the objective of the Tana of the Mishnah was to tell me the Shita of the Chachamim, the Tana would have told it to me even in a case where it was Nasa Mayim B'mida Umatza Yoyseh Mikdei Midasai. Now, not so much Yoyseh that the ratio is 3-1, but at the same time, 3-3.5, for example, that would have been enough. So why didn't the Mishnah say specifically a situation because the time of the Mishnah wanted to tell me how far Rabbi Yehuda goes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if it was kedei midasai mamish, still the halacha is that you are going to be chayiv. Now the Rashbam actually asks a very obvious question. It's the bottom Rashbam on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. And that is that Rava said two things. Rava said that in the event that it was Yosem Mikdei Midasai, where the ratio was 3-1, Kuli Amalei Pligi, that you're going to make a Bayer Pri Agafen. He also said that in the event that you poured three cups and you found three cups, everybody's going to hold that you make a Shahak Ol Nebedvare, because you didn't have any more than what you poured. Meaning, even a Cherim, who says that if there's a Tam Yai and you make a Bayer Pri Agafen, it doesn't matter. The Cherim is going to be Maida. How does it stem with Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Yehuda says, Mefurish in the Mishnah, that if it was Nasa Mayim Bemida, Umotza Kedei Midasoi, the Alach is Menichai. And the emes is, the Kash is a very stark, the Kash and Pshat, because the Gemara asked from the Mishnah on Rava. Now the Gemara's Kash was from the Shita Sachachamim. The Gemara deflected that question, and the Gemara said, perfect, I'm ready to move on. What do you mean? The same Kash that you asked from the Chachamim on Rava, you have from Rav Yehuda on Rava. From the Chachamim, the Gemara asked on what Rava said, which is that the Chachamim Shita in the Braisa is that sometimes Yosef B'Kitei Midasoi, the Halacha is going to be that you make a Shakol Nia B'Dvarei. Okay, but for Rabbi Yehuda, you have a different Kasha. And that is, from Rabbi Yehuda, you see, that even if it's Mamish Kedei Midasoi, still it's possible that somebody's going to hold that the Halacha is that it's going to be treated like wine. Rava said Mefurish that when Acherim said that it's Yayin, the only time they said it's Yayin is if it's Yosef B'Kitei Midasoi. But if it's Kedei Midasai, Mamish not. So, Freik the Rashbam, number one, how does Rabbi Yehuda shtim with what Rava said? And in Pshat in the Gemara, why is the Gemara not bothered by that? The Gemara is already asking from the Mishnah. So it's not like the Rashbam found the Mishnah to ask from. The Gemara introduced this Mishnah, Masechtas Maestras, because the Gemara holds it doesn't shtim with Rava. But for some reason, the Gemara is only bothered with the Chachamim and that part of what Rava said, not with Rabbi Yehuda, with the other part of what Rava said, which is that according to Acherim, if you poured three and you found three, l'kuliyama, it's going to be treated like one. So the Rashbam says that you have to say that it doesn't bother the Gemara that Hilchas Maestris should be more chamor than Hilchas Brachas. And the reason is because Maestris is a chamor de geparsha. In fact, we're going to see the Meshach, the Daf, this Inyan, that if you find Epis or Chumrah, that's not necessarily a Kasha on Rava. Because at the end of the day, the two sugyas are not the same sugyas. One is a sugya in Hilchas Brachas, and the other one's a sugya in Hilchas Maestris. So the fact that you're finding a Chumrah as it relates to Maestris over Brachas, that in and of itself doesn't bother me, and it's for that reason the Gemara never felt to ask this Kasha from Rav Yehuda on to Shita Zacher. Either way, Zakhti Gemara Baita. Boi Menei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Mei Rav Chiyo Bar Avin. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asked Rav Chiyo Bar Avin the following question. Shmar B'sheish Ben Tam Yayin Mahu. If somebody has Shmarim that has the Tam of Yayin Mahu, what's the halacha? Do you make a Bayer Pri Agafen or do you make a Sha'akon Li Abedvarim? Now, at first glance, what would you say? I don't know. Doesn't that sound like the Braisas? Let's revisit the Braisa. Machloikis Chachamim and Acherim. And the way Rav explained the Braisa and the Gemara's Kashan Rava, right? It sounds like this is Mamish the Shaila. So if you take a look at the Rashbam says, Ubraisa le Havashmile. That Rav Nachman Yisrael didn't know this Braisa. Di Havashmile, because if he knew the Braisa, Hochavale Lameimar. Really, his question should have been, Halacha Kacherim, Ayin Halacha Kacherim. The Shaila should have been, who do we paskin like in this Braisa? In other words, the way the Rashbam understands the question is literally Unzer Braisa. Okay, so it's a Mufurish Braisa. So you don't know the Braisa? Oh, Elamai, you don't know who we paskin like. So that's the way you should phrase the question. Do we paskin like Acherim, or do we asking like the Chachamim? Either way, Amaleis, he told him back, Mi Savris Chamrahu, do you really think that the little bit that comes out of the Shmarim is wine? Ki Yua Ba'almahu, all it is some residue of some sort, but it's not the real thing. And because it's not the real thing, for sure you're not going to make a Beire Peri Ha'agafan, Tanu Rabbanan, Shmarim Shal Truma. If somebody has Shmarim of Truma, okay, and he's pouring water now on top of the Shmarim, to produce some type of beverage. Rishon, the Sheni Asa. The first pouring and the second pouring are going to result in a beverage that's going to be Asa for Azarti, meaning it's going to have Kedusha Truma. It's not something that Azar is going to be able to eat. The Shlishi Mutter, the third pouring, is already going to be Mutter. Rameir says, Av Shlishi Benoisim Tam. Rameir says, no, even the third pouring, to the extent that it tastes like wine, could be going to be a problem. Vishal Meiser Rish, Vishal Meiser. What if it was Meiser? So then Rishon Aser, the first pouring is going to be Aser. Sheni Mutter, as opposed to the second one, is going to be Mutter. The Rashbam says, by the way, the mistake that I just made, you don't read it Shal Meiser Rishon. Rashbam speaks it out before us. He says the way you have to read it is v'shal meiser, as in shal meiser sheni, then rishon aser and sheni mota. And the reason the Rashbam says that is because there's no iser to eat meiser rishon, even though Rameir has a shita that azar is not allowed to eat meiser rishon. But the Rashbam says our sugya is not going a little bit to Rameir. So what then must we be talking about meiser sheni, which although you're allowed to eat, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, so it has certain dinim. But the bottom line is, in the event that tishmar with meiser sheni, so then the first pouring is going to be aser, the second pouring is already going to be mutter. Rameir says, Avshege benoisen tam, that even the second pouring is going to be a problem in the event that it tastes like wine. Veshal hektish, and in the event that the shmar were hektish, then even shlishi also, even the third one's going to be also, Ravi mutter, the fourth one is going to be mutter. Rameir says, Avshege benoisen tam, even the fourth pouring is going to be a problem benoisen tam. In other words, we're discussing here shmarim shal truma, shmarim shal maisa sheni, and shmarim shal hekdesh. Somebody's pouring water on top, you're creating this new beverage, and the question is, does it take on the status of the shmarim, or does it not take on the status of the shmarim? And what we see is that it depends. Shmarim shal truma, the first two are a problem, the third one's mutter. And there it says, even the third one, benoisen tam. Maisa sheni, the first one's a problem, the second one's already mutter. Meir says, no, second one, benoisen tam. And hektish, even the third one is also, the fourth one is mutter. Again, Rameir has his same disclaimer that even the fourth one's going to be benoisen tam. Now, it's just if you plot it out, so what you see is that maisa sheni is the least chamer, truma is a little bit more chamer, and hektish is more chamer than that, which is true. Maisa sheni is less chamer than truma. Truma is less chamer than hektish, and as a result, it makes sense that it's manifest in this obscure halacha with regards to the shmarim. It's going to happen afkamina. Now, the Rashbam speaks that in the course of the way he explains the daf. He doesn't speak it right in the beginning. But Azoy emerges from the Rashbam, and that is that mi'ikra din, it's mavur, this is not going to be a problem. Because if mi'ikra din, this is a problem, then how could you be mechalik between Maisa Sheni and Truma and Hektish? If there's a real problem here, then there's a real problem over here. The Teretz says we're talking about situations where aliba de chachamim, the halacha is that for sure this is not going to be yayin. So the chachamim who in the price say shimre yayin mevarcha aleim shakalni b'dvar. Again, you have to go through the fine print, rather the first part of the daf. But the bottom line is that there is a shita sa chachamim that shimre yayin is gimni shakalni b'dvari. In that instance, we're be'etzem at shakalni b'dvari. Afilo hachi this chumras that we find by maisa sheni, by truma, by hektish, and it goes by droga. Maisa sheni is a little chamer, truma is more chamer, and hektish is the most chamer. But the bottom line is, as the Gemara of Armini, I'll ask you a kasha, shal hektish lo'ayva maser, vishal maiser lo'ayva muter, a brisa that addressed the same exact case, and the brisa said that as it relates to hektish lo'ayva maser, meaning it doesn't matter how many pourings you do, they're all going to be aser, and as it relates to maiser sheni, it doesn't matter how many pourings you do, they're all going to be muter. What's the Gemara's kasha? Kasha hektish, hektish, kasha maiser, maiser. We said that by hektish, the third one is also, the fourth one's already mutter. Here we have shalakdish loyla maser. And as it relates to maisa sheni, we said that the first one, al kaponim, is aser. And here you see that it's always mutter. So the Gemara says like this, hektish, a hektish loy kasha. As it relates to the stira, with regards to the hektish, it's not a kasha, kam b'kdush as aguf, kam b'kdush as damim. The hektish that's loyla maser is talking about hektish that's kdush as aguf, where the guf is intrinsically kaddish. For example, somebody was makdish yayin to be poured on the mizbeach. So that yayin has kdush as aguf. Kedushas Aguf is very, very chomer. It's the holiest of the holy. And as a result, it is going to be so chomer that lo'ilam it's going to be aser. As opposed to the brisa, the first brisa that says hektish, only the first three pourings are aser. It's talking about where it was hektish, but it's kedushas Aguf. So somebody took yayin and he was makdish at lebedek habayis. That you're not going to be able to use for bedek habayis. What are you going to do with the wine as it relates to bedek habayis? What you're going to do is you're going to sell it, or you're going to be paided, use the money. Oh, so the money is really what has the kedusha. That's less kaddish in the world of hektish. And as a result, with regards to the shmarim, it's going to be less chomer as well. Maisa, maisa, nami lekasher, as relates to maisa, it's also not right. Kam be maisa vaday, kam be maisa demai. Maisa sheni vaday. So that's when you have the halacha rishon aser sheni mutter. Maisa sheni shel demai, where you bought it from Amaretz, where really roiv Amaretz maasrin, where we know hakal and shebe demai, right? But my hikilu. So being that by demai, it's a more cooler digaparashi, even though with regards to certain dinim, we treat demai as if it's regular meiser, but not with regards to all dinim. This is an example of where we don't treat the demai like regular meiser. Amr Rabbi Yoichin Amin Shum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehoi Tzadik. Derech Shamr Le'inyin Isurin. Kach Amru Le'inyin Hechshem. Just like we mentioned this braisa of shmarim shal truma and shmarim shal nicer and shmarim shal hekrish as it relates to iser, meaning as it relates to do we treat this mashka as meiser? Do we treat it like truma? Do we treat it like hekdesh? It's the same nafgamina as it relates to hechsherim. What do you mean hechsherim? The halacha is that in order for food to become tameh, it has to be huchshel lekabel tameh. How does it become huchshel lekabel tameh? If it comes in contact with a mashka, the bailin either put it there or he's nichalei for it to be there. Then the halach is, if a sheretz or something tameh comes in contact with it, the halach is, it's going to be tameh. So if you want to know this mashka, is it a mashka with regards to being machsher or not being machsher? It's the same exact halacha, which is interesting. Meaning, the mashka of meiser is going to be different than the mashka of truma, which is going to be different than the mashka of hektish, as relates to not the iser shavoy, but as it relates to it having the ability to be machsher. So the Shulchan Aruch of whether this mashka could be machsher depends on whether it has in it shmarim of ma'aser, shmarim of truma, or shmarim of hekdesh. Oh, but the Gemara asks a very obvious question. The Gemara says, achsher in the mayah. I don't understand why we're having this conversation. Why? Because id the mayah, if it's water, achsherim machsheri, and id the chamra, achsherim machsheri, meaning, mamon of shachet, a mashka, right? The question is it a mashka for which you make a bepriya gafen, or is it a mashka for which you make a shakal nivadvar? Right? Is it a mashka or is it a mashka? But the bottom line is, mamon of shachet, a mashka. We're definitely dealing here with mashka. So mayim has the ability to be machsher. Yayin has the ability to be machsher. Why in the sugya machshirin do I care if it's mayim or do I care if it's yayin? So the Gemara says, loy tzricha shetamdu b'mei geshamim. It's talking about where this mayim was mei geshamim. And being this mayim was mei geshamim, it's for that reason it's different. Now the question is, what does this even mean? So the Rashbam says a very big chiddush. It's a chiddush that Tosfos is matmi on. But it's a very big chiddush in the world of machshirim. The Rashbam says that this halacha that we're familiar with, that in order for mashka to be machshir, oichel, to be mekabel toma, it has to be benichusa of the bailam, that's only true with regards to mayim. It's not true with shar mashkim. Shar mashkim, if it comes in contact, it's automatically going to be an issue. The only time it's an issue is in the event that we're dealing with mayim. Mayim has this special halacha that the only time it's machshel lekabel tumah is in the event that it's nichalei. Okay, so the Gemara says we're talking about where the mayim over here was megashamim. And being that the mayim was megashamim, so the Gemara is going to get to this, even though the Gemara in real time is not going to know 100% what we mean to say. But the point is, being that the water is rainwater, so lav dafke was nichalei. So if we're going to treat this Taruvus over here is Yayin, then the fact that it's not Nichalei is neither here nor there. Because Yayin doesn't further that it should be Nichalei. But to the extent that we're viewing it as Mayim, being that it's Make Shamim, so Make Shamim requires Nichusa. Being that Make Shamim requires Nichusa. So you want to know where Chapsa Nafkamina? I mean, the question was, Mamon of Shach, if it's Maya, it's Maya, if it's Chamra, it's Chamra. No, there is a Nafkamina. Because it's true, both Maya and Chamra have the ability to be Machshel Kabbal Tumah, but it's not the same Shulchan Aruch. Chamra is Machshel regardless, as opposed to Mayim not. So Hocha be Maya Skinner, where it was Meg Shamim, it just rained, and as a result, lav dafka there's a nichusa, that's where the nafkamina is. But the Gemara says, Aaron Sapakiva the Kashok of Arami Lohula Mana Akshavinu. At the end of the day, how did the rainwater land on top of this oichol or whatever exactly it is, right? So obviously you took it in a keli, and the minute you took it in a keli, at that point that should be a nichusa. Now again, we're not learning machshira now, but the background for this is in order to have nichusa, you don't need that your nichale, that the water is on top of the oichol right now, that whether it's tummy or it's not tummy. As long as you're nichale with this water, if you set this water aside to use for some commercial purpose, that's enough for this water now, if it comes in contact, in order to be machsher. So the Gemara's kasha is that I'm assuming this rainwater is in some basket, some bucket, it's in something. So that in and of itself should be machsher. It's again, mamon of shach. Meaning it's submission now with ishmarim, right? Didn't you receive it in some sort of bucket? And if that's the case, Maman of Shach is Mukshal Kabbal Tumah says, no, it's Rikash and Nisman Mi'ela. The whole thing happened on its own. It was raining, it came in contact with the wine, and somehow it ended up on this thing. So if it's Yayin, then it's going to be Mukshal Kabbal Tumah. If it's Mayim, Lav Dafka. But the Gemara says, V'kivan the Kanogid Kama Kama Achshavinu. And the way the Rashbam explains this kasha is we're dealing over here with a Shaila. We are you had the shmarim that came once, it came a second time, it came a third time, right? We're talking about the first time you poured the water on top of it, the second time you poured the water on top of the shmarim, the third time you poured the water on top of the shmarim, which means, l'chayra, says the Rashbam, that there were multiple times where the water went on top and you cleared out everything in the interim. Meaning, if you would just take water and pour it on top of the shmarim without cleaning it up, then that would be considered one. It wouldn't be considered two. It wouldn't be considered three. So by definition, what's going on over here is the water is coming on top of the shmarim, right? It's raining on top of the shmarim, and that's where this whole taruvus is coming about. But you're clearly taking that mixture and you're doing something with it. So by you going and doing a pa'ula with that mixture, that in and of itself is a nichale, and that in and of itself should make the mayim now something that would be machshir. So maman of shachat should be machshir, whether it's mayim or yayin. I'm rapapa ben parasha shoyse rishi rishi. It's talking about where it's true. Everything got cleaned up, but the way it got cleaned up was not by you being moishachet, but by a parah coming and drinking it up. Being that it happened through a parah, you were never involved. Again, we're looking for some academic nafkamina. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, you want to know that. The hechetimtza, the nafkamina, where it played itself out, it's negeya, this premise that you have to know. And that is that yayin is machshel kapatuma, regardless, as opposed to mayim, which is not. The bottom line is, what was the memra? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yoytzalek, Yiderach she'amr le'inyin yisuran, kach amr le'inyin echshayim. Now this pshat in the Gemara, pshat of the Rashbam, Pshat of Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Tosfos refers to it, is really predicated on this hanocha, that there's a nafkamina in halacha between mayim being machsher versus shar mashkim being machsher. Tosfos has a big problem with that. Ve'inir l'rajba, the Rajba, that Tosfos quotes, of course, is not the Rajba, Rajba, but it's Rav Shamshon Mishantz. That's who the Rajba is. When Tosfos quotes the Rajba, regardless, Tosfos has a problem with it. Again, we're not learning the sugya of machshirim, but this is a very important Marim Malkim as it relates to Hilchas Machshirim. So, Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, a classic. Ein oimim kiddush hayoim, ela al hayayin haro'uy ninosech agavi mizbech. You can't be yoitz in your mitzvah's kiddush. Kiddush as in Zachos Yom HaShabbos HaKatcha, the Kiddush that you make on Shabbos, the Kiddush that you make on Yontif. You can't be Yotze, your Mitzvah's Kiddush, unless the wine that you're using was royally Nosech Al Gabi HaMizbech. It has to be wine that if you wanted to use for the Nesachim on the Mizbech, you could have. So not all wine is royally Nesachim. Says Rav, that Ein Oimrim Kiddush Hayoyim Ela HaYayin HaRoyli Nosech Al Gabi HaMizbech. So the Gemara says, Lamute Mai, what was Rav coming to exclude when he said this? Meaning, he's coming to exclude something, right? Now, the truth is, you would say it at this point, I don't know, it sounds to me like he's excluding everything. Meaning, every wine that you can't pour in the Mizbech, go learn Kachin, learn Psule HaMakdashim, and figure out what's possible, what can you not put on the Mizbech, and whatever you can't put on the Mizbech, that's what it's going to be. But we'll see from the Gemara that's not the case. Zichr wasn't coming to exclude everything. And the Gemara's question is, Lamute Mai. So the Gemara said, Lema Lamute Yayin Nigitoy. And by the way, the Gemara from here until the end of the daf is going to go through many, many possibilities. I didn't count, but it's more than 10. There's going to be a whole bunch of different possibilities of what maybe is coming to you in Mai. A very Geshmaka Amit Gemara. Yeah, are you going to tell me that he's coming to you in Mai? Yayin Nigitoy. What's Yayin Nigitoy? So grape juice balaz, right? Yayin that came right out of the gas, meaning it didn't have a chance to ferment yet. So it's not alcoholic yet. What we would refer to as grape juice. Meaning, maybe what Rav is saying is that you can't be Yoitza Kiddush with grape juice. Why? Because it has to be Yayin Haroi Menosach Agam Yizbech, and you can't pour grape juice for your Nesachim. But the Gemara says, that's so poshut. The Tani Rab Chia taught us in Hebrew, he said, Yayin Megitoy lo Yavi. L'chadchilo, you shouldn't take Yayin Megitoy as Nesachim. Abba V'im Hevi, but if you did, kosher. Now, says the Gemara, Kivin Im Hevi kosher. Being that for Nesachim, B'diyevet, it's kosher. Na nafilo l'chadchilo nami. Then for sure, for Kiddush, that should have to be l'chadchilo. Meaning, the Rashbam says, that's poshut. That Kiddush can't be as chamor as the Nesachim. I mean, at the end of the day, the Nesachim's in the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's a whole different Indian. So, says the Gemara, that if for the Nesachim it's kosher with the Eved, then for Kiddush it has to be kosher with Chatchilah. So there's no way Rav is telling you that you can't be Yoitza Kiddush with grape juice. Not just that, and the Rashbam's Girsa is, not the Omar Rava, but the Omar Rava, it's another taino, Soichit Adam, Eshkol Shel Anavim. A person can take a cluster of grapes, squeeze them, V'omer Olav Kiddush Hayoyim, and make Kiddush. See, you see, before you can make Kiddush on grape juice. So for sure, Rav's not coming to say you can't make Kiddush on grape juice. Maybe what he was coming to be Mayit was, we have wine, proper wine, and you want to take the top of the barrel, or you want to take the proverbial, or the literal, bottom of the barrel, right? Now, the top of the barrel and the bottom of the barrel is something that you're not allowed to use for Nesachim. It's a Mishnah, Masechtas Menachos. And the reason is because the top of the barrel has kemachim, if you look at the Rashbam. It has flour. That's not really flour. But what it is this white particles, which is really mold. Looks like flour. So Chayatzal used the word kemachim. But it's because of the kemachim, metaphorically speaking, that you're not allowed to use it. The bottom of the barrel you can't use because it has all the shmarim. But the bottom line is, maybe that's what Rav meant. He meant to say that you can't be Yoytze Kiddush with the top of the barrel or the bottom of the barrel. But the problem is, it also doesn't stim. Same kasher. So if the evidence kasher then it should be kasher even lechatchilo as it relates to making kiddush. Elamute says the Gemara. Maybe what Rav was coming to me mayit was yayin kushi, which is black wine. Boirek, as she says, white inferior wine. Hiliston, which is sweet wine. Shel martev. So the Rashbam says this is stam yayin that you took out of the martef, right, out of your cellar, and you weren't baited to see if it's good or not good. And shel tzemukim, the way Rashbam describes tzemukim is what we would refer to as raisins balaz. But the bottom line is, maybe it's come to your mind, one of the above. Yayin kushi, yayin boirik, yayin halistin, yayin martef, yayin tzemukim, all five of these wines are not kashaf and asachim. So maybe that's what it's coming to your mind. But the Gemara says, same problem. Vatan you learned to the price, but kulon lo yaviv, maybe kasher. But the evid, all these things are kasher, and for the evid, they're kashaf and asachim, then lechatchila, they should be kasher for kiddush. Ella says the Gemara, lomute, yayin koises. It's coming to your mind, yayin koises. Yayin koises we had in some of the earlier dafin, in the sugyas of yayin. The Rashbam says this is yayin hanimka bechanos. This is wine that's sold in the chanos, which was considered inferior wine. It's wine that you assume already began to sour. Or mazog, diluted wine. Megula, wine that was left uncovered overnight with a chashash that maybe a nachash or an akriv came and deposited some of his poison inside of it. Vishel shmarim, or wine that came from sediment. Visharechera, or maybe wine that has a bad smell. Now what's the reason we would assume that maybe Rav was coming to be my this, the Tanya, because with regards to these wines, we have a brisa that says, Bekulon lo yavivim, hevi pasul. Oh, these are already pasul. So if that pasul, for sure, this is probably what Rav meant. But the Gemara says, Lamutemai. Which one of these things do you think Rav was actually coming to be my? Ilamute koises. The first one, koises, right? Wine that was bought in a chanus that already began to spoil. But the Gemara says, plukted Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And if that's the case, there's no way that's what Rav is referring to. What does that even mean? So we need help from the Rashbam. The Rashbam said that we learned earlier in Daf Tzadik Vav that it was a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what the status of Yayin Hanimka b'chanus is with regards to what bracha do you make? You make a white pri agafen, or do you make a shakal niyavidvar? Rabbi Yochanan held that it's wine. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held that it's not wine. The Gemara's kasha is meman of shach. Why? Read the Rashbam inside. It's the first of the wide lines. The isfir like Rabbi Yochanan. If Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan, hachi havalei lemeimah mevarchen olav. What he should have said was, you make a bayu priyagafen, v'ano amina duhadin l'kiddush. And if you make a bayu priyagafen, then l'chayra, so too, you would be able to make kiddush. Meaning, if Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan, then fakir, then dalach is, you could make kiddush on it. So it can't be that's what Rav is coming to say, you can't make kiddush on, because to the extent he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, then it's wine, and if it's wine, then you should be able to make kiddush. And if he holds like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, oh, so according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's not wine. And if it's not wine, you can't make kiddush. But if that's the point, then why is he saying, "Ein oimrim kiddush hayoim el ala yayin haroi linosach agabi mizbeach"? The problem is not that it's not wine that's roi linosach agabi mizbeach. The problem is that it's not wine. And being that it's not wine, so fakir, even make a shakal niyavidvare. So it can't be that Rav is coming to be mamayit yayin koises, because maman of shach, if he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, then you should be able to be Yoytze Kiddush with it. And if he holds like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, then I understand you can't make Kiddush with it, but it's not just you can't make Kiddush with it. It's not even wine. You would make a shakal niyavidvar. Now, the one question that you have to ask is, maybe Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that be'etzim you're supposed to make a bayir priya gafen. Va'afilu hachi, Rav says that you can't be Yoytze Kiddush, and the reason is because it's not royal enough. Al-gabi ha-mizbeach. Meaning, you have a braisa that says mefurish, that yayin koises, that loch is possible for the nesachim. So, if you can use it for the nesachim, despite the fact that it's wine, maybe what Rav is coming to be mechadish is, that so to this, you wouldn't be able to use, despite the fact that it's wine. The Teretz says, and the Rashbam really speaks this out later, is because it's pasha to the Gemara, that even though Rav said in Oymim Kiddush Hayom Ela Yayin Haroy Lenasach Agabi Amizbeach, but it has to be that the reason the Yayin is not Roy Lenasach Agabi Amizbeach, in order for it to be disqualified for Kiddush also, would be because of some sort of mios. It would have to be disgusting on some level. We'll see when we get to the maskon of what Rav was really coming from in Mayit, why have a better appreciation for it. But the point is the Gemara holds that this Yayin Koisis in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, Avifel, it's considered Chamra, so it's wine. You make a Bayer Priyagofen, and even though it's true, you can't pour it on the Mizbeach, Peseder. But that's not enough to say that so too you wouldn't be able to be Yotze Kiddush. Meaning, as much as Rav said, and this is what we mentioned earlier, that Ein Oimim Kiddush Hayoim Ela Yayin Aroy Lenasach Agabi Mizbeach, you have to read the fine print. You can't take it out of context. At the end of the day, he's coming to you and might something. And that's what the Gemara means, Lamute Mai. But not Lamute everything. And the Gemara holds Yayin Koises, it's really a Maman of Shach. Either it's not wine, or if it's wine, there's no reason that it should be a problem. So the Gemara says, okay, now either Mutei Mazik, maybe it's coming to be Memayid Mazik. Mazik is another thing that we said is not good for the Mizbeach, and not just that, the Mehevi Apostle. So maybe that's what he meant. He meant to say you can't make Kiddush on diluted wine. But the Gemara says, can't be. Why? Because Aluye Aluye. If you dilute wine, you actually make it better. Don't Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Chanina said, Moidit Chacham Rabbi Yezir. Chamam Moidit Rabbi Yezir. But Koishal Bracha, when it comes to a Koishal Bracha, Shema Varchan Elav, Ad Sheitin L'Teichim Mayim, that you can't make a Bracha on it unless you have water inside of it. So water is not a chesaron today. Contrary, it's actually a milo. Now, very interesting Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Moidim Chacham the Rabbi Yezer. So obviously, the some achloikis, Chacham Rabbi Yezer, that the Chacham are now being moided to. The Rashbam says, V'lo yodanu pluktayu hecha. I don't know where this machloikis says. So we know Rashi, throughout Shas, the famous Gilyan Ashas, the end of the third parak of Masechtas Brachas, where Kivega brings all the places that Rashi says, Lo yodati, lo yodana, eni yodeya. Here you have Rashbam that says the same thing. But either way, it says the Gemara. So it can't be that it's coming to be Mamayit that either. Someone says, either Mute Megula, maybe it's coming to be Mayit Megula. Maybe that's what he meant to say. You can't take Mayim or Yayim Megulim and pour it on the Mizbeach. So that's what he meant to say. You can't use Yayim Megulim for Kiddush either. But the Gemara says, Sakana here. That's a Sakana. What do you mean Sakana? You can't drink it. So of course you can't use it for Kiddush. If you can't drink it, Kemuvin, you can't use it for Kiddush. I saw in one of the Sfarim for Abruv Margolis, it's in his Nefesh Chaya on Erechayim, he says, maybe not. We know there's a klal, Shomer Mitzvah Le'yeda Davara. And being that Shomer Mitzvah Le'yeda Davara, so maybe actually there is a little bit of a Chiddush. You could have thought that maybe there's no Sakana. The reason there's no Sakana is because Shomer Mitzvah Le'yeda Davara, Kamash V'lana. So he says, this is a Raya. He thinks to what the Poskim say, there's the Shuvah Chassam Soif, and Andres said this also, that this that we say Shomer Mitzvah Le'yeda Davara, that's only when we're dealing with the Sakana Skuli. But if the Sakana you're dealing with is Sakana Tivi, then you don't say Shomer Mitzvah Le'yeda Davara. And it's clear that Chazal treated Megulim as a sakana tivi, they were really worried that this might be poisonous, and as a result, in such an instance, you don't say shayim mitzvah yed davaro, but this kasha l'chayra would be a beautiful raya to that. Says the Gemara, okay, so it can't be we come to you ma'at megula, nilam utei shmarim, maybe we come to you ma'at shmarim. Oh, that's good. We're going to come full circle now. The whole daf, meaning maybe shmarim, that's what we're saying. You can't be here. So Gemara says, hey chidami, what are we talking about? Either I'm a tlasav asar ba chamim alyu. Are we talking about where you pour 3 cups of water and you end up with 4 cups? That's regular wine. That's regular wine, right? Rava said everyone's mired in that case. It's wine, so why shouldn't you be able to use it? And either Rama klasa v'asa klasa upalga. And if it's talking about where you poured 3 cups and you got 3.5 cups, pluk to the rabbanon v'acherim. It's a machloikis between the rabbanon and the acherim, and we paskin like the rabbanon. So if we paskin like the rabbanon, that's actually mayim. So if it's mayim, it's not wine. So vashteitzich can't be yoytze kiddush hayoyim. So what's going on over here? In other words, the Gemara said we went through a whole bunch of different possibilities. What Rav maybe was coming to say you can't be yoytze kiddush with, based on his memra that you could only be Yotze Kiddush with something that you could pour on the Mizbeach. What's it coming to be Mayit? We went through so many possibilities, and we seem to have come up empty, but the Gemara now is going to give us 2 possibilities. Ella says the Gemara, L'mute she'rechayra. It's coming to be Mayit wine that is rechayra, wine that has a bad smell. Now, the Rashbam says, what does it mean, wine that has a bad smell? So it's talking about wine that has a bad smell because it was in a barrel that smelled bad. So that wine that has that rechayra, that's the wine that we're talking about. And that, enochinami, is something that's not roy to be put on the mizbech. Even b'di'eved, it's going to be possible, like we saw in the brayos on the top of the amid. And that's what Rav was coming to might. It's coming to be might megula. What was the kasha megula? You can't drink anyways. Now the chiddush is va'afagaf the avrei b'masnenes. The chiddush is that even if you put it through a sifter, Rav Nechemya, based on something Rav Nechemya said. So Rav Nechemya said that you're allowed to drink mashke megulam if you put it through a sifter. So you would have thought that if you put it through the masnenes, maybe in that instance it's going to be okay. Afilu hachi. That's what Rav was coming to be mechadish. That the pasuk says hakriveu na lefecha secha hayirzecha or hayisa panecha. Now it's interesting. This is like a real kachem pasuk that you're not allowed to bring karbonis that are inferior, right? You have to bring something good. Hakriveu na lefecha secha. You're going to take your biliga things hayirzecha hayisa panecha. You think David is going to be merutza with that? Well, when it comes to bringing a carbon kol chaylev, right? We learn it from Kain and Hevel. You're supposed to bring the best and the shensta. When it comes to Kiddush, you have the same principle, and it's for that reason, that's what we're coming to be memai. So at the end of the day, what did Rav mean when he said, that has a bad smell, or he meant that it's Megulim, it went through the Masnenes, but at the end of the day, these are both things that are considered, these are both things that are somewhat mos, and therefore you can't be yoitza kiddush with. Rav Kahana, Chamud, Rav Masharshi, Rav Kahana, who is Rav Masharshi Yishver, asked Rav the following question. Chamar Chavaryan Mao. What about white wine? Is that okay or is that not okay? Now, the Rashbam says that I believe that his question was regarding the Socher. He says, V'ish mefarshim l'kiddush. I saw Andre say that it's Negei Kiddush. Right, those are the two sugis that were straddling over here. Oh, but v'loy nehir. So Rashbam says that the Gemara's question was regarding the Sach and could use white wine. Amalei, he told him that the Pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech said this in Mishlei, Al Teira Yayin Kiyis Adam. Now, that Pasuk seems to be talking about, right, the ills of wine. Al Teira Yayin, don't look at wine, I want to drink it. And the reason is because it's going to make you drunk. Now, the Pasuk says Kiyis Adam. So it sounds like red wine makes you more drunk. And the way the Rashbam fears us is Pshan the Gemara, right? He learns the Gemara is talking about Nesachim. That it says in the Torah, regarding Nesachim, it says clearly, V'niska revia sahin la'kevas ha'echa ba'kodesh ha'seich nesach sheichar la'shem, that it should be a midi de meshaker. And you see the red wine from this Pasuk is more meshaker. Thus, white wine is not going to be okay. One last line, kankanim b'sharim v'chulos. This is going back to the Mishnah that we learned several days ago on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis that said that sometimes if you buy something, it's expected that a certain percentage of whatever it is you bought is not going to be okay. So the Mishnah said that if somebody buys kankanim, you buy jugs in the Sharon region of Eretz Yisrael, b'sharon, mekabel olav eser pitosa islameya. So 10 out of 100, you have to assume are not going to be okay. Tana pitasa is nois umigufara. So even though it's true, you have to assume that 10 of them might not be okay, but it doesn't mean that if they're completely tzeshmeted that you have to be makabal there. So what does it mean that you have to be makabal even if they're not okay? What it means is, let's say they look nice, but at the same time, there were holes in them and they were sealed. Megufaris means because they were sealed with gufras. Megulashim gufras for melach, straight for galar. So they were sealed with sulfur. So afilu achi, then already you have to take 10. But to the extent that they're completely broken down, in that instance, you will not be obligated to take anything. Now, just one ha'ara. Now, the emphasis is we're going to attach a raid by Be'ezus Hashem at the end of the daf that talks about making kiddush on grape juice. Why? Number one, that's a primary part of today's daf. It's a lot happening in today's daf, but that's definitely a primary point in today's daf. Also, it's Dovah B'itay Matoiv as we're holding Erev Yontif, and Baruch Hashem, we're going to be making Kiddush a lot over the next month or so. So it's somewhat Dovah B'itay. Could you make Kiddush on grape juice? Could you not make Kiddush on grape juice? Now, we're going to be attaching a raid bite that we spoke about at the end of Masechtas Nazir, which was Erev Pesach a year and a half ago. So then it was also in the Negei the Dal Kaisis. It's going to have a little bit of Pesach vibes. But B'tishrei Asidin Ligal, B'nisan Asidin Ligal, that definitely Tezvav, so it's a little bit of a shaykhus. But I just want to end with one very short ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara said, Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, Ein Oymrim Kiddush Hayoyim, El Al Hayayin HaRoy Linosech Al Gabi HaMizbech. So in order to be Yoytze Kiddush, you have to use wine that's Roy to be poured on the Mizbech. Now, what emerged from the Gemara is not everything that you can't pour on the Mizbech you also not make Kiddush on. It has to be Machmas Mios. And the Gemara came out with two examples. Either it's wine that is Rechai Ra or wine that's Megulin. I aren't all Megulin a problem? No, even if you followed Rav Nechemya's patent, which is you put it through the Masnenes, still it's going to be an issue. And the reason is, I saw the Teres Chaim and this Gemara. He says a Dover Nifla. He said what emerges is that you can't make Kiddush on wine that has Rechayra or on wine that's Megulin, even if you don't have the Sakana of Megulin. But that in and of itself, that it's Megulin, is going to be a problem. So I'll read just a few lines in a Vainik. Venerally. Shabbos Bereshis remez l'yom shekulei Shabbos l'yom habol ki yodua. So because Shabbos Bereshis is a mitzvah, and of course it's a mitzvah shaharbe gufei Torah tluyim ba. But at the same time, there's also a remez in this mitzvah, and it's a remez for a Shabbos, the Shabbos of l'yom haba. V'zes soid zachar v'shamar. This is the soid of zachar seim Shabbos l'katchoy and shamar seim Shabbos l'katchoy. Shomer remez l'Shabbos Bereshis. Shetzarech l'shomrei. A yid has an obligation to heat Shabbos, right? Gets achted to eat Shabbos, right? You have to watch Shabbos. That's the Shabbos Bereshis. The lametes malachis, etc. Zochar means to remember. Remez l'yom shekuloi Shabbos. Shetzarech ha'adam l'zoichroi b'Shabbos Bereshis. So a yid has to watch Shabbos, observe it, experience it, practice it. That's Shomer Siyem Shabbos HaKachoy. But you also have to remember and be mindful and declare another Shabbos that you can't really experience right now. And that's the Shabbos of La'asid Lavoi. Says the Teres Chaim. He says, Vayayin Hashem Mikachin Olav. So the wine that we drink when we make Kiddush, when we're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Zachar Siyem Shabbos HaKachoy, is a remez to a wine of La'asid Lavoi. What's the wine of La'asid Lavoi? That's the Yayin HaMeshomer. The Yayin that we spoke about when we went through some of the Agadot of Rabbi Barachana. That wine, says the Teres Chaim, is wine that's Tamer Vinelam. It's wine that Ayin Le'ras Alekim Zulasecha. That's wine that's hidden. And it's for that reason, the wine that you drink Friday night when you make Kiddush can't be Megulin. And even if there's no Sakana, it doesn't matter. You went through the Masnenas like Rav Nechemya. But this Yayin has a Shaychus to the Yayin HaMashumer. And that Yayin is hidden. And because that Yayin is hidden, right, we spoke at the Goyin and Evan Shleimer, where the Goyin says that the Yayin HaMashumer is the Soid of Satayra. That wine is Soid. It's hidden. And that's why on some level, the wine that you're going to make Kiddush on also has to be Soid. And he says, that's the oimik, that the yayin of Kiddush has to be yayin that's not megula, has to be kuloi mechus, it has to be tamer vanilla, because it's coming to symbolize the yayin of ayin lay ras, or kim zu lasacha. But he says, the yayin also has to be a yayin that has a good reyach. It's not enough that the wine's good wine. Tastes like wine, looks like wine, it's not enough. It has a reyach, even if it's because it was in a barrel that made it smell bad. Even that's going to be a problem. And says the Teres Chaim, you want to know why? He says, because we know that all the chushim are physical chushim, with the exception of one, the chush ha-reach. The chush ha-reach, that's a ruchnius diga chush. The Gemara says, how do you know you make a bracha on the reach? Koil ha-neshama talika, the B'nai Saskha that we always speak out, that's the only chush that wasn't part and parcel of the aveira of the Eitz Hadas. Which means that in La'asid Lavoi, which chush is going to be the chush that's going to reign the most prominently? It's going to be the chush ha-reach. So if this wine has a shaychis to the wine of La'asid Lavoi, it has a shaychis to the ayin ha-meshumer, so you have to make sure that this wine right now smells good, because if it doesn't smell good, so that's Ika Chaser in the Tainig of La'asid Lavoi, and this wine is coming to symbolize La'asid Lavoi. This is what Teres Chaim says right here, Alatar, in Bava Basra Dav Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. I saw another there in the Gulyoni Ashas from Rabbi Yosef Engel, also right here, not Varfing, right here, off and art. Ein Oimrim Kiddush Ela Alayayin Haroi Li Nosech. So he says, take a look at the She'iltas in Parshas Yisroi. It's in She'ilta Nun Dalid, and the She'ilta says it again in Parshas Kisisa. So the Shiltis is in Parshas Yisro, it's on the Pasuk Zachar Siyem Shabbos Lakachin, it's talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush. Uminolan dala yayin, says the Shiltis, Amrash Bumar Nachmini Amrab Yoynesan. Minayin she'ein oimrim shira el ala yayin. How do you know that you only sing shira ala yayin? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vatoymer lehen agefen hechtalti as tiroish amsameach lekim v'anoshim. Im anoshim esameach, teshosule elekim v'mam esameach, hevi oimer b'shira. Mikan omru she'ein oimrim shira el ala yayin, umay hi Shira de Nesachim. The Shilta says, how do you know that when you make Kiddush al Ayayin? It's based on the fact that Ein Oimrim Shira el al Ayayin. And where do you find that Ein Oimrim Shira el al Ayayin? You find it in the Beis HaMikdash. Mahi Shira de Nesachim. It's the Shira de Nesachim. So it says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's Pashat. That's what Rav means. Rav is saying over here that Ein Oimrin Kiddush Hayoyim Ela Al Hayayin Haroy Vinosech Al Gabi HaMizbeach. Meaning this Yayin has to be Roy Vinosech Al Gabi HaMizbeach. You want to know what the Oimik is? The Oimik is because really this Yayin on some level has a Shaychus to the Yayin of the Nesachim. It's a Mefurash HaShiltis. When we make Kiddush, we're singing a song. The song of Shabbos, right? It gives a little bit of a different significance to the song of Shabbos. Zocher Seim Shabbos Lekachay, making Kiddush is singing a song. It's literally a Shira. And because it's a Shira, therefore it has to be Alayayin, because Ein Oimrim Shira El Alayayin, and it has a Shaychus to the Shira of the Beis HaMikdash, which was B'shas to Nesachim, and that's why it has to be in Nesachim. I think an obvious sushal to this is something that we spoke about once by Arichas, and that is Rav Shamshon Pinkus, Zecherono Livracha, in his Sefer on Shabbos. So he has a whole chapter on what he refers to as Hahakbola Bein Shabbos LeBeis HaMikdash. Different commonalities between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. We once went through this by Arichas, but just to chazer over some of the pointers that he says. We know the Beis HaMikdash was a place of Mechilas Avoinus. Shabbos, Kuf Yotes, the Gemara says, Om Rav Chizda, Om Mar Ukva, Kalam Espalo Ber Shabbos, Vayimu Vayichulu, Shnei Malachi Asharis, Hamalavim Loi, Va'odem Manichin Yedeim Al Roishoi, Va'omrim Loi, V'sor Avoinech, V'chatoseich Techupar. That if a person keeps Shabbos, the two Malachim, as they walk him into his house, what do they tell him? They tell him, everything's going to be okay. You don't have to worry, you're going to get Bechilas Avoinus. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kehanim used to wear special begadim at Shabbos. A Yid has an obligation to wear Big Day Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, before Kohen did the Avodah, he had to wash his hands and his feet by the Kiyar. There's a Chiyuv to bathe before Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Menorah. There's a mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Shulchan with Yud Beis Chalas. Right, but the tzaddikim, the Yud Beis Chalas, but you have to have a shulchan with lechem on top of the shulchan on Shabbos as well. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Achila was a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat. The karasal Shabbos oinik. This is one of the mitzvahs on Shabbos. There was a mitzvah of Meir Mikdash. Rav Shamshon Pinkus brings from the Iranian in Simon Tof Yud that says there's a chi of a mitzvah eset deiraisa to have fear for Shabbos, not just covet for Shabbos. You have to have Meir for Shabbos. But the point is that you find all these commonalities. One of the things that he says, this we've mentioned many times, is that when the Yid comes home from Shul on Shabbos, he says Shalom Aleichem. What does he say? He says Seischem L'Shalim Malachi Hashalim Malachi Elyon. You tell the Malachim to go away. Why would you say Seischem L'Shalim? And the truth is, Kama Kumas in Neshtabru. It's not so pashut. Why would you say Seischem L'Shalim? Rav Shamshon Pinkus said because when a Yid is sitting down to have the Shabbos Suda, it's a bechina of a Chol Adam La'Yir Ba'Oyel Moed. And as a result, even the Malachi Asharis we know were not allowed to be in the Oyel Moed. They weren't allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim when the Kohen was doing the Avodah. So when a Yid comes into his house, it's Mamish Bechina Shabbos. It's not just Shabbos. It's the Heichel. It's Lefnai V'Lefnim. It's for Chol Adam La'Yir Ba'Oyel Moed. And that's why we say Tzeitzchem L'Shalom, because I have a Yechidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much for backlighting me and escorting me home. But now I don't need you anymore. Come, give me a bracha. And you can talk and say the Tzeischem L'Shalom. But this is this Indian that he brings out so beautifully. The shaychis between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is Kedushas Hazman, Beis HaMikdash is Kedushas Hamokim. But this commonality, here you have a classic. Ein Oimrim Kiddush Hayoyim El Al Hayayim Haroyim Nosech Hagabi Mizbech. It doesn't start with Su. With a She'iltis to Rabbi Yosef Engel does start Su. And that is that when we say Kiddush, we're singing Shira. And the gather of the Shira is, it's literally, it's the Shira on the Avodah. You're in the Beis HaMikdash right now. And that was one of the things that happened. And when they sang Shira, there was Yayin. And that's why there's Yayin. So if that Yayin somehow symbolizes the Yayin of the Nesachim, so it's Ma'od Muvan, the memra of Rav. Rav isn't just saying a Malitza Ba'alma. Ein Oimrim Kiddush Hayoyim El Al Yayin Haroy Li Nosech Al Gabi HaMizbeach.